Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Back and through, and he's made it! He's done it! It's a grand slam roar at Augusta National! Rory McIlroy on his knees, bent down in emotion, clutching his head. He's won the Masters. He's won all the Grand Slam events. He's the sixth in the history of the game to enter golf's greatest group.
And welcome to the Steakhouse, back at our normal time, 9 a.m. on a Monday morning out at the Green Hat Classic and at the beautiful
Berkeley Hills Country Club right here in Duluth, Georgia. Beautiful Monday morning.
And what a day to be with Drew Butler, who is by far the most knowledgeable golf guy on the radio in Atlanta, with the exception of maybe the guy I hired some 30 years ago, Brian Katrick, who
heard BK on the coverage yesterday on SiriusXM. You know, that whole team that they had on Masters Radio, led by Mike Tirico, Taylor Zarzur, Brian Katrick, Drew Stoltz was on there. I was in the car with my daughters, and they were like, put music on. I said, I can't. This is great radio.
It's so funny you said, we were driving my daughter somewhere. For a long, I forget what the ride was. She goes, what are we listening to, Dad? I go, this is golf, the Masters. She goes, this is so boring. I was like, and normally I'd acquiesce. Oh, the coverage was amazing.
Yeah.
Having Tirico on the radio call, which, by the way, guys like Mike Tirico, you don't normally hear do all radio, right? And having Nance and Van Pelt on the television call, but Nance specifically.
Right.
I mean, the gravitas. I mean, welcome. If you're driving around or on our Odyssey app, there's a lot to get to with the Hawks playing, with the G-Day game, with Tech, and with the Atlanta Braves. But I've been doing this long enough to know that yesterday crosses over the sports realm, that every goofy morning show in Atlanta and everywhere else is talking about Rory McIlroy.
Right.
That I don't think we could do 5 hours, certainly sitting next to you, who knows the sport, who plays it at the high level, who knows so many of these guys. So I'm going to guess that folks can't get enough of talking about a spectacular weekend. But me and my buddies, I was at a Masters party. I don't know if you saw the Instagram I put out. A buddy had done on the Gold Belly.
Yep.
He did all the Masters food.
Of course, from Augusta.
Yeah, they send that whole package out. And we're sitting down about 5 o'clock, and Rory's up 7 on Justin Rose and 4 on DeChambeau. We're like,
This is over.
Yeah, this could have been a great party.
Yeah.
But, like, this kind of no drama. And right from there, dude, the next 2.5 hours, some of the best sports television of all time.
It was the reality show of all reality shows, as you love to say. It was a total roller coaster yesterday. At one point, Rory McIlroy, a prohibitive favorite, minus 2,000 to win the tournament. He went into the second nine, the 10th tee, with a 4-shot lead, which was exactly the stroke lead that he blew back in 2011. Really just an unbelievable day of golf. And for him to make doubles and then come back and make birdies and then hit great shots and then miss putts and then
crazy.
Make a bogey on 18 to head into a playoff. You know, we're overlooking the unbelievable 66 that Justin Rose shot yesterday to get into that playoff. The theatrics and the drama was absolutely out of this world, and Rory McIlroy birdies the first playoff hole to complete the career grand slam and get that elusive green jacket he's been trying to get for so long.
Yeah, you know, there's there's four majors, but there really isn't. There's one major and three other golf tournaments, right? There's
right.
Augusta. And it's just fitting that, and I don't know that it's always the case, but it certainly feels like Augusta has all the moments, you know?
Of course. Or
certainly, you know, and maybe that's just because we're close to it. And maybe there are some, you know, great moments at the British Open or the Open Championship, whatever you want to call it. But God, there's so many, you know, the gravitas of Augusta, the urgency of – I wasn't surprised – the urgency of trying to win that tournament. And my reaction to watching him go to his knees was, of course he did.
Yeah.
Like, for 5 hours, he's trying to hold on for dear life. I wanted to ask you, how big a miss when he goes in the drink, right? Like, for a guy at his level.
Mind-boggling. That he would, one, lay up in that situation. I believe he was 252 yards out on 13, a little bit of a side hill lie. You thought with how he was hitting the ball, he would just blast it into the back bunker, chip in a putt, pick up a stroke with the birdie, and keep it rolling. He lays up. That, to me, was a little bit of a head-scratcher. And then he fanned
from
this 89-yard shot where he should be
120.
Green light special. Well, 120 was on the 18th hole. It was even shorter on the 13th hole. He fans it, leaves it outright, puts it in the drink. Inexplicable in that moment, and you saw two holes later on the 15th hole when he was kind of tucked behind the trees. He had 207. He could have laid up there. He said, I've learned my lesson. He hits a shot that's going to go down in Masters history, a 7-iron, hooks it around the trees, brings it to about 4.5 feet.
Right,
then he misses the putt.
Right,
yeah.
A chance for the eagle.
Misses the putt.
Right, another eagle.
Birdie on
right.
15.
And then
just the up and down roller
Yeah,
coaster.
Missing the eagle, that would have given him the lead he needed. He
Absolutely.
Missed that. And then how many feet on 18 was the original?
It was 4.5 feet, the exact distance that he had to go to a playoff a year ago in the U.S. Open against Bryson DeChambeau. Almost an identical putt. He misses that. They go to the playoff, and somehow, some way, he's able to reset once again and hit two amazing shots on 18 to bring up about a three-footer for birdie to win the Masters.
There's all that conversation about breath work, about pressure, about anxiety. The whole term choking really comes from basically doing something you've done a million times, but doing it differently because the pressure gets to you. You can't steady your hands. You can't steady your heart rate, heartbeat. I was thinking when Justin Rose blasted extra hole, that perfect approach.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
so good it almost got unlucky because people are saying he might have skimmed the flag stick. He landed right in front of it, and that's why the ball shot forward so much and didn't come roll back down the
right.
hill.
And Rory got the roll back down the hill.
He played it perfect. He even said afterwards it was a better number than what he had. Finishing up the final round, he threw that gap wedge onto that top of the hill, brought it back with some backspin. Perfect. 2.5 feet. Rose misses. Rory makes. He wins the golf tournament. You talk about all the breath work, sports psychologists. Rory's been very open about all that stuff. Yesterday, one thing that I noticed is he would not stop snacking and drinking water on the golf
drinking
course.
Water
I was sitting there going, I've never seen
right
him do this before.
Right before every, like on 18, right before his approach.
He was white knuckling that Yeti bottle like
yes.
he had a transfusion cocktail in there. I was like, what's going on? This is crazy. It had to have been something that him and his team had worked with in the sense of,
maybe.
Hey, in the big pressure moments, remember to take deep breaths.
Did he
eat, do stuff to get your mind off
so
what's
he,
going
and
on.
He plays fast,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I also heard that he was playing a little longer than normal yesterday.
Yeah.
But then when he stood over his putts, it seemed like he rushed them. But he wasn't rushing them, really. That was his style. I mean, it was ugly to watch him miss a couple of mammoth putts. And,
oh, my goodness.
And the patrons, yeah, there's a lot. And I talked to some buddies who were there. They were all in on DeChambeau. They had no emotion at the same level for Rory. But once DeChambeau was out, of course, they don't want to see Justin Rose beat him in that scenario.
Well, the storyline leading into yesterday was the best golfer right now, certainly one of them, the biggest name without question, Rory McIlroy, the face of the PGA Tour, going up against the most popular person in golf who has reinvented himself through social media, who has millions of followers,
so why do people
loves the fans. It's absolutely unbelievable how those two matched up against each other. And, you know, you talk about Augusta always getting the moments. The thing that makes the Masters the most special against the other major championships is that it's at the same course every single year. The patrons know and love Augusta National. They know exactly what the golf course looks like. They know exactly how the holes play. They know exactly what they want to do when they get inside the gates.
Yeah, they navigate
the
course.
Hit the merch tent, right. Go to the concession stand, pick out your favorite seat, go share and enjoy this beautiful cathedral with friends and family, and we'll talk about what happened to the ticket prices yesterday to get in. Astronomical. Augusta started clamping down
on
some
of
the third-party market transactions. But my favorite stories of hearing people who were there is that, one, you walk in with no cell phone, so you're in the moment. But two, when you run into people, you're actually running into them. There's no texting, hey, meet me here, hey, I'll see you there. Your eyes are up, you're looking at one another, and you're just enjoying this great golf tournament, which, of course, it produced yesterday.
But the point of DeChambeau's popularity, which is
unbelievable,
permeating through the golf course, it felt like, and really had a lot of people thinking, you know, all due respect to Rory, we're DeChambeau guys,
yeah.
And it's an American golfer, and the Ryder Cup fresh on people's mind as well. Rory referenced, I like seeing Europeans at the top, which I love.
Yeah.
Surprised.
Yeah.
Like, he still plays that card, right? And when he was talking about, you know, the fact they get 1-2, but, you know, DeChambeau just imploded. So then
he just didn't have his best stuff yesterday, and he was the first to admit it afterwards. You could sense that Bryson DeChambeau had no pressure yesterday, playing with house money, having a good time. And every time you saw Rory, I mean, it looked like his hair was turning gray throughout the round.
But I mean, rightfully so. The gravitas.
Of course.
Listen, Rory McIlroy would have gone down as one of the biggest chokers in golf history. Instead, he secures, for the first time in 25 years, he secures the Grand Slam.
Yeah, Gary
the
Williams.
The difference in what today would have been,
yes,
is unfathomable.
Gary Williams, who is an elite golf commentator, yesterday before the round said, the final round of the 2025 Masters is an either-or situation for Rory McIlroy. Either it will be the crowning moment and crowning achievement of his golfing career, or he will go down as one of the biggest choke artists in the game of golf.
Yeah,
simple.
And by the way, the way he was about to blow it and did blow it would have even magnified it even
absolutely
more. Because it wasn't
question.
Just, oh, he struggled and he got beat from behind or that DeChambeau beat him. It's he was blowing everything that was right there for him. Let's do a quick 99. We've got 1 minute to go. All right, Braves, they're scuffling, no question. They get blown out 8-3 yesterday. Chris Sale's been worrisome. That's a great way to describe him. G, 4 1/3, 6 hits, 3 runs. And then Pierce Johnson and De Los Santos give up the next four. The record,
4-11,
is ugly.
And 4-11, they're 1-9 on the road. Saturday was their first road win of the season.
Yeah, the headed to Toronto, things don't look much better there as well. Braves will get Spencer Strider back for the middle game, correct?
It should be the game on Wednesday. That's the expectation.
And then
got Spencer Schwellenbach on
Tuesday.
It's going to be a tough pitching matchup here. Easton Lucas is tonight against Grant Holmes. Kevin Gausman on Tuesday, and then Chris Bassett on Wednesday.
Yeah, they got their big guns, Toronto. Good team as well. All right, real quick, Hawks, the win yesterday, pointless, but I'm not pointless. Not important, let's just say that. 115-107. They are in Orlando. They win tomorrow. They're in the playoffs. They're the
right
seventh seed, and they'll play the Boston Celtics. And that means the Celtics will be here next week, late in the week. They lose. They play the winner of Bulls and Heat. Both teams are hot. And they'll be coming up on Thursday night at State Farm Arena.
I like the Hawks' chances to get a dub over the Magic tomorrow night. Bring in the Celtics. Let's have some fun in the first round of the playoffs.
Atlanta United 1-0 loss to New England Revolution. Very frustrating.
Yeah, they were able to get the ball in the box a lot. They got a lot of shots off, but nothing.
G-Day and Athens. Rusty will update us on that. G-Money is here. You'll update us on tech as well,
yeah,
right?
I got everything you need to know about the white and gold game.
All right. College baseball, Georgia and Georgia Tech both had big weekends, right? Dogs beat number one Arkansas in 12 innings on
Sunday. On Sunday, yeah. Dan Jackson scored the game-tying run in the bottom of the 11th. Yes, that Dan Jackson.
12 innings, first home series win versus a number one ranked team since 1993.
And Tech
Dogs
beats who out of the ACC? Now they swept two series in a row?
Two series in a row, yes, sir.
All right, that's our 9 and 9. When we come back, We're going to talk more about the Masters, why Atlanta owns that tournament, and yes, you should be worried, very worried, about your Atlanta Braves. Rusty Manziel later in the show, lots more on the way, things I learned. We are live at the Green Hat Classic. The Kyle Peace Foundation, the benefactor of this and lots.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.